Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your Business Vision Catalyst. And today I wanted to talk to you about your business structure and how it supports who you really want to be in the world. You know, I got this idea for this particular recording because I was on the radio a while back and the interviewer asked me, what's one of the biggest challenges you've seen when you see business owners that have a business that controls them? What's their biggest hindrance? And I thought, wow, you know, I see it all the time, so it's great to talk about it. And I thought I'd share it with you here too, because my answer might surprise you. You see, while I talk a lot about productivity and systems in your business, the reality that I see with the private clients that I work with is that one of their biggest hindrances is that they don't design their lifestyle business first. A lot of people go into business and they say, if I work really, really hard and I make it to a certain point, then I'm going to be able to relax and enjoy life. And what I find is that they haven't decided what that certain point is. There's just this magical spot that's going to occur, and then they can slow down and enjoy life. Then they will go out with their friends, or then they will take trips, or then they will stop saying, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I have to do this work instead. The challenge is, the more business you get, the more successful your business gets financially. If you haven't built in your lifestyle business, you're just going to continue to work. And that successful business can take away the life you originally wanted when you created that business, because you can build the business to trap you. And I've had clients that feel that way. So if you create a structure around your business first, what are the things that are really important to you that you don't want to miss out on? And then build your business around that. Then you already have the life that you want, and it just gets better and better over time as you grow your business, rather than the other way around. So an example of that for you is my own business. You see, I have a son, and he just turned 12, but I started my business when he was much younger than that. In fact, he was still in diapers. And one of the things that I said was extremely important to me was that, in addition to having a mom that worked and contributed to the community, I wanted him to have the benefits of a stay-at-home mom, because I know the benefits of that stay-at-home mom can be really influential in a child's development. So how do I do that? If I'm working, how do I give him those benefits? So I sat down and I figured out a lifestyle structure to my business for when I would take clients and when I wouldn't take clients, so that I can still give them those benefits. And I've built into the structure of my business, for example, that on most days between 3 and 4 p.m. when he gets off the bus and he gets home, I'm there too. And I'm not working. I'm there for him. I can have conversations with him that are truly important to our values, so that he can have the foundational support that he needs. And that's something that's really important for our family. And I'm blessed by it because I have a really cool relationship with my son. But if I hadn't set that up to begin with and identified it as a core value and then put a system in place to make it happen, my workaholic tendencies, you know, I'm a recovering workaholic, right? Those workaholic tendencies would be to say, oh, you know, I have one more report to finish, or a proposal to write, or maybe let me squeeze one more client into this day. You know, it's really easy to make plans over top of what we say is important. So what I'm suggesting is to build out what is really important in your life first, and then build your business around that. It's your business. It can function in a way that supports you. Sometimes we forget that. And that's going to look differently for every type of business that's out there. So today, take a minute and think about, is the business structure that you have in place supporting you, the whole you, not just portions of you? And if it's not, I'd encourage you to start investigating how you can make a shift. If you'd like some help, I'm always here to do that too. This is Stephanie Callahan, your Business Vision Catalyst. I hope you live life fully every day. To your success, and bye-bye for now.